Mr. President, respected judges, ladies and gentlemen, as far as I know, normally people wake up with one of these feelings: tired, or so tired, grumpy, or so grumpy. And that's when they make it successfully and leave their lovely, comfortable, and warm beds. However, that wasn't the case when I shared the room with Mr. Wee-Wee. Mr. Wee-Wee and I used to be English tour leaders for about 4 years in Egypt until 2010. One day, we were on a parallel tour with two groups. After a long day, we arrived in the little town of Dahab on the Red Sea for a few hours to get some water, snacks, and it was a good opportunity to have a cup of coffee or an amazing cocktail by the beautiful beach before we head to the small village of St. Catharines to climb Moses Mountain at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because Wee-Wee and I were known to people there, we were offered a complimentary room to rest before the next exhausting mountain trip. "Wee-Wee, are you going to sleep?" I asked my friend. "Of course, no doubt. I'm so tired. What about you?" Wee-Wee asked. "Sure, I'll sleep too," I affirmed. I'm a very fast sleeping person. Mr. Wee-Wee slept on his bed here, and I'm sleeping on my bed here. After maybe 15 minutes, half an hour, or maybe an hour, this is what happened. I did this way, and might has been a little bit louder, I guess. Wee-Wee jumped off his bed. "Muhammad, are you okay?" he asked. He couldn't catch me. I replied hysterically and happy. "Who couldn't catch you?" Wee-Wee asked. "The giant. Every time he tries to catch me, I run and go from between his legs. He is very angry that he can't do it and catch me. The angrier he becomes, the more I tease him and go through his legs. And he finds me behind him, comfortably laughing at him. I still can see his gazing eyes at me. Can't you see him?" "Poor Wee-Wee," he said. "I must be the maddest person he has ever seen. It was a mistake to share the room with me. It will never happen again." He packed his stuff and left the room quickly, leaving me sinking in my tears of laughter. Still could see the giant standing in the corner of the room, wondering how to catch me. Fortunately, that wasn't the last time. Poor my wife. She had to witness a similar scenario, but with different settings and characters, 5 years later, where I came by the weirdest football game for my village's over 70 old men, running after each other in the street, shouting to each other, and even cursing each other for missing a goal. "Ha ha ha, ha ha ha." I laughed, woke up. My wife wakes up frightened. "Muhammad, are you okay?" "Yes, yes." And went back to bed. To conclude, Mr. President, respected judges, ladies and gentlemen, whenever you see the giant, real giants, don't run, don't scream, and don't let him catch you easily. Give him the loudest, biggest, and most teasing laughter you can, and enjoy it. They have very long legs, and they will never be able to get you. And if by any means you go to my village, don't expect to watch the same football game. It only happened in my head. Mesitos, Master.